Welcome to Bayou Garden on WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. If you're considering planting a hedge, fall is a great time to get it done. Hedges are a common part of landscapes. They're generally created by planting a row of shrubs or small trees. Hedges may only be a few feet tall to 15 feet in height. The shrubs used may be regularly clipped to create a formal look, pruned occasionally just enough to control the size and shape, or allowed to grow into their natural form. The plants we use for hedges are always evergreen. The roles that hedges play in landscapes are very important. The primary reason most hedges are planted is to create privacy. They're less expensive than constructing a wall and create a more natural, softer look. Hedges are also important for screening out views that you don't want to see, such as an unattractive building nearby. A hedge can also be used as a sound barrier and help to moderate noise originating off your property. They also help create enclosure in the landscape, which can make you feel more relaxed. Hedges even make an excellent backdrop for beds of colorful flowers. The English have used this technique to great advantage in their classic border style of planting. Hedge shrubs are generally planted in single rows. Generally, only one type of shrub is used to create a hedge, but mixing several different types of compatible shrubs together can also be effective, especially when creating a large screen or sound barrier. Properly spacing the shrubs used is also very important, and it varies with the type of plant material selected. Spacing is, however, generally closer than we might typically plant the shrubs for other landscape purposes, because a closer spacing, within reason, helps to provide quicker results. Planting the shrubs in well-prepared soil is important if you're interested in making sure they grow as fast as possible. And of course, you're interested in making sure they grow as fast as possible. First, get rid of any unwanted vegetation. You can do this by spraying the area with glyphosate. That's sold in brand names like Roundup or Kills-All. Then till the soil in a strip 2 to 3 feet wide and the length of the area where the shrubs will be planted. Next, spread a couple of 4 inches of organic matter over the area and till that in thoroughly. Now, this may seem like a lot of work, clearing out the vegetation in a strip, tilling up the strip, and adding the organic matter. But still, if you really want your shrubs to grow fast and perform well, this preparation allows the root system to grow well into the soil, encourages fast growth and rapid establishment. When planting the shrubs, make sure that you don't plant them too deep. The top of the root ball should be level with or slightly above the soil in the bed. Finally, mulch the planting after everything is planted and water thoroughly to settle it in. In April, you can fertilize the shrubs with any general-purpose fertilizer following package directions. You'll need to water the shrubs their first summer in the ground, and this is really important. The shrubs aren't established at this point. Their roots haven't really grown out much, and so they're going to be depending on you to water them when we go a couple of weeks or so without a good rainfall, particularly once it gets hot. An easy way to do this is with the soaker hose. You can run the soaker hose along the length of the shrubs and simply cover it with mulch. You'll never even know it's there. When it's time to water, attach a hose to the end of the soaker hose, turn it on, and leave it on long enough to thoroughly irrigate the shrubs. Training your hedges is important. Most of the hedges need to be clipped occasionally to make them thick and full, and do this as needed. And when selecting the type of shrub for your hedge, make sure you look at your taste, what you like, and look at the growing conditions and size that you're looking for as well. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.